to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Edna White, and you are on Keeping It Real on Purpose. We want to welcome you to the place where experts have in-depth conversations about their life, their relationships, and business in real time. Real talk about real life on purpose, about success, failures, issues, and insights to a better life for you. Today on the show, we're excited to have and we want to welcome none other than our guest today, who I'm staring at and you guys aren't, Wanda. And she is going to share with you what she does. So I don't want to keep you waiting because I'm really excited about this. So Wanda, welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Edna. It was very nice to meet you. So yes, exactly. I can talk a little bit about my business and what I'm doing currently. So my business itself has evolved over the time that I've done it. And I've had it for about probably 12 years now. Mm-hmm. And it started off as energy healing.
Okay.
I'm a Reiki teacher, so I was teaching Reiki. But it's also evolved in terms of coaching, because when you're trying to help somebody relax, de-stress, you end up coaching them a little bit. So I became a certified coach. Mm-hmm. And then I actually moved more into the professional speaking realm. So being able to do different workshops, talks, depending on who the audience was as to what's needed.
Right.
Now, I'm also on the side of that, and all this time, I've actually been a teacher.
Oh, okay.
So I've worked in the field of education for over 20 years, and I do different things. I'm usually never standing up in front of a class. I've always done work with special needs, worked one-on-one. So again, that coaching aspect, that there to help people figure out who they are and what they're meant to do. Okay. So really, that's been kind of my tagline and my business along the way. Mm-hmm. It's more evolved now into helping people discover their gifts, to be able to figure out who they are, to actually live their life using their gifts.
Right.
And that's living through your heart.
Yes. And I see your tagline is that from head to heart. I like that.
Yeah. So that actually is the title of my new children's book.
Oh.
So it's just essentially being released. The book launch is on August the 25th. Or at this time, it was on August 25th, so the book will be available.
Okay.
And what this book is about, it starts off with a little girl that's being bullied. So it's about the effects of bullying. It moves into her journey of, she actually withdrew behind her imaginary stone wall. So it's that idea of what effects on mental health bullying may have. As well as then it's like, oh, then she got to the point of seeing somebody else being bullied and decided she needed to ask for help herself in order to get rid of this wall. So instead of living her life like through her head, through her mind, trying to control things from other people's beliefs, she she realized she needed to ask for help, being able to be using her own gifts and right. being able to live through her heart. So she asked for help, was able to take down her wall, and therefore was able to feel that vibrancy of life again.
Nice.
So a lot of levels and lessons in this book. Mm-hmm. And I say it's a book for all ages. So yes, it's written for,
it's for all ages.
Book,
okay.
But I think any age can actually learn from different things from this book.
Okay.
This story is very universal in terms of it doesn't have to be bullying that maybe was the trauma at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any sort of thing. It could even just be recovery from a pandemic.
Right.
So
that is a trauma all by itself.
Yeah. So, and then again, it's that what's the response from a person's effect of being in trauma?
Right.
So
right.
in this case, in this story, it was about the little girl and she builds up the wall. So essentially inappropriate boundaries.
Right.
So what could she have done instead?
Right.
Or what were some of the other reactions people may have to trauma? So we take this book as a tool to get into some real life discussion.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to have
the idea of,
it's important to have those real life conversations with your children as well, correct?
Yes, that's the whole idea. That's why I made it a children's book, right?
Yes.
So for anybody, so whether it's teachers, social workers, parents or grandparents, just the whole idea is to open up these discussions with our children.
Right.
So it's that discussions about feelings.
Right.
It's discussions about what empathy is.
Yeah.
Being able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and understanding what they're going through. But it's also leading us to the emotional intelligence skills.
Oh.
It's like the whole idea, you can use these discussions as, you know, that tool building for self-awareness, self-regulation, right. you know, all those social skills that we need as adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, so the idea of being able to work with the youth and being able to help build these skills at that level so that they are emotionally intelligent adults.
Yeah. Let's talk
so
about
it's
the
like
emotional
just feel skill.
Yeah, let's talk about that emotional health part because I'm finding that so many people after any type of trauma have issues with emotional health. And I know that now that you've added author to your repertoire of all your expertise, can you share some things about emotional health, maybe from the child's perspective and then adulthood?
Well, I think it is all about giving people tools in order to figure out how to respond to whatever trauma has happened in their life. So first of all, it's that being able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, not being able to hide your emotions. Like in the story, Gwen buries her emotions.
Right.
You know, so that's the whole idea of not being able to express the emotions. And then being able to express them in appropriate times and situations and mm-hmm. being able just to be able to do it, that it's okay to have that emotional expression.
I got you.
And then also the tools of how you're going to respond to whatever situation as well.
Uh-huh.
So is it something that you need to figure out how to more de-stress from?
Right.
You know, and what are your tools for de-stressing? You can talk about breathing. You can talk about relaxation technique. You know, you can talk about just being out in nature.
Oh, yeah.
Being out in a garden is just going to be so much more helpful.
Absolutely.
But then again, it's that it's okay to ask for help if you need help.
Yeah, that's, you know, cool. That's good. That's good. That's
yeah.
good. Yeah, and I think we get lost about trying to express ourselves or even accepting that we have emotions, and then burying them, like you say, burying them kind of makes it a behavior now. Like, you know, now when something as small as a pin drops, there's a problem, you know, and I think that's really important. To address early on in age, because we get lost kind of in those
sure.
areas.
Yeah, again, it's all skill building. Just being able for you know, children and youth being able to understand that it's okay. You mm-hmm. don't have to have things perfect.
No,
it's okay that you're building on these skills, you know, as you journey through life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's so important.
And that's just it. Any age, you
any
can continue
age.
To continue to learn.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, build on the skills.
Absolutely. Now, who supported you when you started writing this book? Or where did this idea come from?
It actually kind of got written by itself in a way. I was actually going through a little bit of a healing journey. I was doing Gene Keys. I'm a Gene Keys guide, which is, Gene Keys is like a system, the combination of astrology, human design, and I Ching. And I was going through one of their systems, kind of going through a healing journey. And the book, essentially, I just sat down and wrote it one day. It is a little bit of my own story. So, yes, I was bullied as a child, and I did build up boundaries around myself.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of, parts of it is my story. And it's like, you know, you really don't want everybody, or you want people to understand that it's okay, because you're only dealing with what you can do at that age.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's like, what can be next? What else can you do in order to respond to something more appropriate?
Absolutely the truth. I totally agree with you with what we work with, what we have, and then where we are. You know, we forget where we are, you know, and we often kind of beat ourselves up. I coulda, shoulda, woulda, or I coulda did this. And it kind of changes, you know, and it makes you kind of build those walls. Share with us how you would recommend how to start to take those walls down.
Well, I think the first thing would be to admit that you probably have some walls and barriers, whether it's, you know, for whatever purpose in life. It could have been something so simple, but then you realize, oh, I've kind of have this belief or, you know, conditioning that I'm not able to interact with something appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So it's first that identification of where the wall might be in your life, what it might be related to.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be any big trauma. Maybe somebody just called you a bad name somewhere along the way, or you had a fright, you were locked out of a house as a kid or something.
Right.
So it's like, you never know. But then the next step would be, well, what can I do about it?
Yeah.
And then it's being able to figure out, do I need help? So the idea of whether you should be, you know, seeking some sort of therapy, or is it more just teasing out the pieces of it. Kind of really feeling, well, first of all, it's where do you feel whatever in your body?
Yeah, I believe that too.
Do you feel something locked up in your body somewhere? That's always something that you can ask yourself. Because quite often it's these things that we've locked away in ourselves for so long that can actually turn into some physical illness later on.
Absolutely.
It's kind of, you know, as you've locked these emotions down in your body, and it comes down to just feeling the emotion.
Yeah.
So if you're able to figure out where it is, just kind of feel it for a bit and then try to release it.
Right. And that's important to release it.
And that's where quite often the energy work that I've done helps release those emotions too.
Okay. That makes great sense. You know, I do talk about that too. You know, I'm still on my healing journey. I'm say that because healing is for
always. We all.
But as I began the healing journey, I found out that my wall was built up in my throat because I was talking, but I wasn't talking. I wasn't talking about the things I needed to talk about. I wasn't addressing the things I needed to address. So I was, you know, I'm very vocal anyway, but I remember going to a Reiki healing, and he says, your energy is caught in your throat. And I was like, not me, not me. I talk all the time. You know, it's like, you're not talking about the right things and you're not defending yourself.
Your heart, perhaps.
No, perhaps I was not. I was not admitting that there was heart problems. You know, there was heart issues. The sadness was locked. It was locked away in the box. And I refused to feel the sadness. And that in itself is a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't realize that, you know, okay, I'm going to make everything happy. I'm not going to acknowledge any sadness. I'm not going to take it on. And you get to that place that pretty soon everything kind of blends together, and then you burst. If that makes sense, you know, You burst. So yeah. I had to learn along the way after that healing process, that awareness that's where it was. I then kind of, like you said, started to be aware of that, started to address those things. And pretty soon it started to come out better, you know, easier and easier about the tough subjects, the things that I really wanted to address that were in my heart that I refused to address because it was connected to sadness.
Yeah.
So emotions have a lot to do with it. Yeah, emotions have a lot. We're taught, you know, the proverbial children should be seen and not heard really was the trauma for me, if that makes sense. And I know, and I know the little girl in your story probably heard that, you know, kind of heard that along the way.
Yeah.
And so.
So that's just it, is if we can get children understanding that it's okay to talk about and feel the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big step for they're not going to be producing different blocks in their life as in their bodies. Yeah,
absolutely. And that leads to, guess what? Generational patterns being broken completely. Once you become aware of it and you started addressing it, like you said, awareness, addressing, and putting things in action, those three A's, oh my goodness, it starts taking down the wall. You know, starts taking the wall
exactly.
down. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah, no, and that's just it. For more people to be aware
mm-hmm.
of these possibilities, it's a lot of people are probably walking through life not even realizing, oh, I wonder if I created some of those myself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why I say this book is for all ages, because, yes, I've targeted it as a child's book,
mm-hmm.
but really, so many people can relate to it,
yeah.
and that's why it's like, you know, I'm planning on starting this fall, of course, I'm doing mm-hmm. author visits to school, talking to youth,
mm-hmm.
but I can easily be going to different organizations and,
even,
you know, to be able to talk at from an adult perspective as well.
Sure, absolutely.
So many different layers and levels.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I want to lean into you starting as an author, you know, having all this great knowledge as an instructor, teacher, life coach, having all this information. What was there times that you were challenged? You know, should I write this book? What's going to happen with it? Were there times like that for you?
Oh, for sure. Especially when I said this is started off as my story.
Mm-hmm.
That took me, like, from the time that I wrote the book, which would have been like March 2021 or so, it took a few months, and I get coaching myself, so talking mm-hmm. it over with my coaches, and it was the other people that were encouraging me, you have to get this book out there.
Yeah.
And the whole idea, but it's like, you know, that worry about putting your own story out there
as well.
And so encouraging from my coaches,
mm-hmm.
from other people that I network with, how I deal with, and it was that encouragement from the others to actually put out the book itself,
mm-hmm.
and I went with a Kickstarter campaign, so I raised the funds to pay for the illustrator
mm-hmm.
and some editing. So, so it was quite a journey, even just like a learning process for me to be able
right.
to go through, to get to the point of, okay, now I have a book done. Now what do I do with it?
And it's all steps. Those questions like, now what do I do, is a step. You know, okay, I got here to this level. Now I'm going to go to the next level. And there's the question. Now what do I do? You know, okay. Then you have to, you know, you have
each
to take that.
Step gets bigger and bigger and higher
right? and higher.
As it's going out more into more people and
yes.
more into the world.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, you know, and sometimes I feel like, as I said, I feel this book wrote itself, but
uh-huh.
I feel it's like little own being that it's like, you know, I'm just kind of birthed it out and it's ready
right.
to soar.
What are some, misunderstandings around bullying that you've come across?
Misunderstandings. Well, a lot of it, though, too, is when a person has been bullied, they're going to be feeling that shame
mm-hmm.
or their guilt
mm-hmm.
that what did I do wrong? Why right. people don't like me? Am I not good enough? You know, there is a big one that always comes up again,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's like, it's that person who is being bullied, it's like they're questioning themselves. Whereas there is probably nothing wrong with them. And quite often it's the person who's doing the bullying that has actually, you know, they're kind of putting whatever issues and problems that they're having onto somebody else. And so it's that kind of, so more, it's that misunderstanding of the person being bullied, not understanding it's not usually about them.
Right.
But they make it about themselves. And that's kind of where they get into the self-harm parts of it.
Okay.
But also that bullying, the fact of, you know, that misunderstanding again, too, of seeing someone bullying somebody else, everybody else being either afraid to step in to stop it.
Okay.
Or, you know, the other people questioning, well, are they right? Are they wrong?
Right.
You know, but it's kind of that, it really, you know, that misunderstanding of not to question it. It's just wrong to actually be putting someone down like that.
Right. And it's not about brushing it off, or the proverbial sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. That's not true.
That is so wrong. Words have so much power.
Oh, yes. Yes. Out of our mouths becomes creation. And I don't even know how that even started, that saying started. But all of us take things differently. You know, I can say to you, oh, you know, you got a funny eyebrow. And I could say to three other people, they take it differently. But you may be traumatized about it because your eyebrow, you know, that at that point, we don't know where your mind is. So saying things that are very harmful to people may not even be harmful to you, but just being aware as a person who you don't know if you're doing it. You don't know if you're bullying. So you got to be very careful as well, you know, because we take on things that we hear people say, you know, and we just got to be very careful about being sensitive. And I think you shared vulnerability took a lot for you to put this book out here, because I know for me, I had to be vulnerable and say, this is my truth, you know, and I'm not going to bully anybody with this book. I'm not going to say the wrong thing, but I'm going to put it all in perspective to be able to help. And I think that's what your book brings about is I'm going to tell you the story, but here's some of the things that I've done to get over the hump. And a lot of books and authors don't share that part. And I'm really proud to know that you did. You share those parts.
Thank you.
So this is great information for my audience and myself to get to know all about your business. And now it's time to turn the tables and know about you as a person. Now, a couple of questions I'm going to ask you are about your person. Okay. So I want to know, who was the most important person in your life that kind of pushed you towards everything?
I would have to say my mother.
Okay.
You know, just for the fact that even though as a child I probably did not think she was always right, you know, as an adult, I realized she was very wise.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately she's no longer with me. She's been gone for over 10 years now.
Right.
But, you know, you can still find that you can look at something that was from her and it's like, right. Oh, yeah, you remember some words of wisdom or
absolutely.
Way that she did thing. And I truly got her love of nature through her. Yeah, she always had lovely gardens, and my gardens will never look like hers, but I try to at least have a lot of plants and flowers and color in my gardens.
Yeah.
And even just her kind, gentle ways.
And while you're saying that,
I feel more comfortable.
Okay. So while you're saying that, I forgot to ask you, what part of the world are you from?
Sorry. I'm in London, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, nice. Okay. So it's same weather?
And I've always lived in the area of Southern Ontario.
Okay.
So either around Toronto. Okay. A couple of hours worth of Toronto.
Okay. What's the best compliment you ever received?
Maybe the best compliment would have to be about just a just the energy that I put off makes somebody else feel more comfortable.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Well, then I'm tempted to actually put it a little bit towards some of the words that I use, like about live through your heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So having people actually use their gifts that they've been given, realize their gifts so that they understand what they can do and just put them out there through the world, you know, using their heart
mm-hmm.
rather than trying to control other people.
Right. That's good. And now, what would you pick for your last meal?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's so many scrumptious things out there. But it would have to involve cheese.
Okay.
Cheese probably on some vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Some grapefruit. Yeah.
Okay, cheese. Okay. Very light. I like that. I like that. So how can my audience find you? Can you give us some of your social media platforms that you're on?
So my website is wandadavis.ca. And so there's lots of information there about how you can get my book From Head to Heart. I also have Facebook. I'm pretty easy to find on Facebook, I think. So okay. Wanda Davis and... Okay. I think usually people can find me that way. I'm also in Instagram. Instagram, it's WandaDavis823. On okay. Twitter, it's Elements of Her.
Okay.
So lots of different ways of finding
okay.
me out there.
So audience, you know you can find Wanda Davis everywhere. So look for her and ask the questions that you need to ask about head to heart. Work. You need to work on that head to heart. I love it. You know, I love the concept. I love how you are introducing this book to the world. And do you have any final thoughts that you can best share with everyone?
Express your gifts because that's what you're here to do to help people, other people in the world.
Right. Great.
And that usually means living through the heart because you need to live true to yourself, know yourself.
Right.
And be you.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, that's great information. And that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed the episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post it about on social media and leave a rating or a review. And remember, there's a little button down on the bottom of this Anchor pod episode that you can press and leave a question for Wanda Davis, and I'll send it right to her and she can answer the question directly. Remember, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, EJW Coaching. And thanks again, and I'll see you the next time. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose, and my esteemed guest, Wanda Davis, saying bye for now.
Bye, thank you.
Corporate credit cards, cash flow management, centralizing spend, help with catching fraud. A powerful corporate card program needs to do a lot, so it should be designed to help work with your business. That's why with the American Express corporate program, you can customize key elements to match your company's needs. Explore and apply from a variety of card types based on employee roles. Select liability and billing options that fit your needs. Add spending controls to support compliance. And decide whether earning rewards or cash back in the form of a statement credit delivers more value for your business. Learn more and start customizing your corporate program at americanexpress.com/corporate. Terms apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.